And people are starting to think about their taxes now. Mm-hmm. Usually by the end of this month is where things get in the full swing. But what kind of deductions do you take? And do you remember your mileage? There are some things we can talk about that this morning with the co-founder and CEO of Mile IQ, Chuck Diedrich joins us. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about this technology that you've sort of created and the purpose of it. Mile IQ, explain that to us.
Yeah, we're like Fitbit for your miles. It's an application called Mile IQ. You install it on your smartphone, your Android or iOS device. And what it does is it automatically records all of your trips, so you capture all of those valuable business miles that are, as you might know, 54 cents a mile is the federal reimbursement rate. In the Cleveland area, we have over 1 million users in the U.S. In the Cleveland area, our average user is getting $6,000 in deductions from driving miles a year. So it's real money.
How does the your phone, your mobile device know about these miles? What are you inputting into it, or does it? How does it track it?
Yeah, that's kind of our secret sauce. Uh-huh. Is we've figured out how to build an application that uses only about 4 to 5% of your battery a day, and it detects when you're driving based on a number of algorithms and geofences, and it captures everything the IRS likes to see. So. And they like to see a lot, and this is why people used to use paper logbooks that they'd stuff underneath the front seat of their car, and they'd write it down with a pen and paper each trip that they took. What we do is we've done that using your smartphone and automated that process, saving you a lot of time, and more importantly, making sure you capture each of those drives so you never miss out on that 54 cents a mile for each of those days that you're driving using your vehicle for work-related trips.
And so this doesn't have to have a new vehicle. You could have an old vehicle, anything you're driving, a truck or whatever. So it's independent of what you're driving, right?
That's right. That's right. The way it works is if you're using your vehicle, your personal vehicle, for work-related trips, so whether you're going on a sales call or a service call or getting some supplies or scouting out a new site, all of those are business trips. And again, the federal reimbursement rate is 54 cents a mile. So if you're Schedule C, you deduct the total miles times 54 cents that you drive a year. And again, in the Cleveland area, that's averaging $6,000 for our users.
Chuck, have there been any changes into what qualifies as a business expense for mileage, or is it pretty standard fare now?
It is pretty standard fare. The amount per mile may vary slightly per year. So, for example, last year it was 57.5 cents a mile. This year it's 54 cents a mile. But either way, you know, those miles add up really quick. You know, a 10-mile drive is worth $5.40. So, and people are doing those, you know, all the time, you know, multiple times per week. So this is one of those deductions. It happens to be the single largest deduction line item for Schedule C workers. And, you know, our surveys show that about 50% of Americans are not taking advantage of this.
When did you come up with this idea, or how did this idea come together?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, it's really looking at these what's happening in the exercise world, where you can put on some sort of device and it automatically tells you how many miles you walked. We said, hey, how could we do this in a way that returned time and real dollars to, you know, hardworking Americans? And, you know, looking at the IRS deductions, we saw that mileage was the single largest line item. And we, you know, spent a couple of years figuring out how to do this in a very efficient and practical way using devices that people already have, namely their smartphone. And we launched the app 2 years ago. We've been the number one finance app in both stores since we launched. So the app's been incredibly successful. And I think the reason why is because we've done it in a very simple and elegant way, and it's returning real money to our users.
Chuck, when the IRS takes a look at tax returns, do they commonly look at or focus on mileage deductions?
You know, I know that mileage deductions is the single largest line item. We haven't seen really any good data on, like, what the audit patterns are for the IRS. I'm not sure if that's published. I would guess that might be something they keep to themselves.
When you're doing this, do I then forget about it for a whole year, and tax time I look at my phone and go to the app and figure it out? Or is there sort of maintenance along the way that is recommended for something like this?
Well, what we do is it's a great question. What we're trying to do is not take screen time for you, meaning, like, we don't want you to be spending time in our app. We want you to be spending as little time as possible. So what we do is we remind you every Monday to go and look at the app, and you go and look at the app, and you simply swipe the drives. You'll see each of your drives. It's almost like a little card, and you can swipe them to the right if they're business drives, to the left if they're personal, and you keep up on it on a weekly. You can keep up on it every couple weeks. Some of our users like to do it daily. It's a little bit, it's kind of fun to swipe those drives and see the dollars add up in the upper right-hand corner of the app. But yeah, it's not something you need to think about every time you're driving. That's really what we're focused on doing.
What if I lose my phone? What if the phone dies on me? Where's all this information kept? Is it in a sort of a cloud of sorts, or what's the story with that?
Yep, it's your data, and it's kept in the cloud, you know, on behind your username and your password. That's exactly correct.
Now, does it know locations, or is it just total mileage is what it's doing?
No, it records a location, too. That's one of the pieces of information that the IRS wants to see. They want to see where you departed from, where you arrived, the distance, the day. You can add purpose, and you can associate the drive to a vehicle if you have more than one vehicle, for example.
Now, I know these, as individuals, people are doing this. Do companies kind of install this maybe on their company phones and kind of use it that way? Have you kind of gotten a look at how people are using it?
Yeah, a lot of our users are employed versus self-employed. And most employers reimburse their employees at that federal reimbursement rate. It varies by employer, but again, the majority of employers will reimburse their employees. And employers, you know, you need, just like any expense that you're getting reimbursed by your employer, they're going to want to see a receipt, and your mileage log is your receipt for the time you use your vehicle for business drives.
Our guest today has been Chuck Diedrich of Mile IQ. If people want to find out more about this, maybe get a hold of it and get it ready so they can use it for next year for the tax season, where's the place they can check this out?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is just on your smartphone, go to your app store and download the app. It's free to try. Or you can go to our website, MileIQ. We have a whole bunch of information on taxes and deductions there, and there's a lot of helpful information that people can find there as well.
And you probably, like anything, you're always looking at upgrades or things that maybe tweaking it along the way, getting feedback from the users to make it a better product.
That's right. That's right. We've been between a 4.5 and 5-star rating, and a large part of that is based on really listening to our users, over 1 million strong in the U.S., and, you know, focused on saving them time and getting them more money back.
Sounds great. Chuck Diedrich with Mile IQ. Thanks for joining us and sharing some of this great information. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.